Sunday, March 8th, when we arrived at our first stop in Marrakesh, it felt like being implanted into a movie. So beautiful, so unreal. But it wasn't a movie at all. It was just another part of the world we had never seen before. The trip was organized by a friend of mine, Don Booker, founder of Pack Light Global Itineraries.
Everybody that didn't know me thought that I was encouraging women to travel with a carry-on. It's literally the opposite. I'm talking about forget your baggage. It's not about your luggage.
And Booker says that baggage comes in many shapes and forms for women of color. Women who are often at a disadvantage because of their gender and race. Women who are often told, it's too expensive to travel abroad. You don't have a passport. It's too far away. And there's more discrimination there than here.
We deserve joy. We deserve happiness. Everyone here has been just effortlessly happy.
Booker's trips are for African American women over 40. Her t-shirts read, Travel Fearless.
That was fun. That was so much fun.
Mia Gassi is from Chicago. In case you couldn't tell, this is her first time riding a camel. And for her birthday, Gassi says she wanted to experience a new adventure.
We have a great group, and we're just open to new experiences, which is what traveling is all about.
Were you ever worried about the coronavirus? I have to ask
you that. Know what? I think it's always been in the back of my mind as something to be mindful of, but I'm not worried about anything. I just pray about it. Thank you for stopping, bus driver.
Gassi prays, but she also works hard to stay healthy. For example, she puts a few drops of oregano oil in her hand sanitizer and in her drinking water for an extra punch of protection. So, you know, we all enjoyed visiting a women's cooperative where they made argan oil, soaps, and creams. The next day, we arrived in the coastal city of Iswaria. Booker keeps us calm.
We are all concerned about getting home and all of that, but right now we have Saeed.
By Friday, our phones were dinging all the time. First messages from family about school and sporting events being canceled, and then about flights being canceled.
Let's enjoy where we are now.
We spent our last night in Morocco in a camp in the Agafay Desert. Jeanette Biles is from Washington, D.C.
It's beautiful. I mean, actually, there's no words to describe where we are, but it's beautiful.
And then there's a big sigh. Biles is on her cell phone and laptop at the same time.
I was trying to save money, so I booked Royal Air Maroc to Casablanca, Casablanca to Lisbon, Lisbon to New York. So my flight to Lisbon and my flight to JFK have both been canceled back to back. So now I'm sitting here like, what am I going to do?
Laughing instead of crying. The next morning, we piled in vehicles. Half of us headed to Marrakesh, half to Casablanca, like a movie. Denise Allen of Durham wasn't sure when she would get home.
You know what? I believe that we think we have control, but we don't. And I just try to make the best of every situation.
What we didn't know is if we had not boarded a flight out of North Africa Sunday, March 15th, we could still be there. Morocco was soon on lockdown by air and water. I'm now at home in Durham, living in a much smaller world. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.